boys, girls, and of course grown-ups, welcome to another episode of Messy Little Stories. Who here loves to paint? Me too! I love to paint dragons, princesses, and castles. My favourite paint to use is neon pink paint and lots of glitter. What's yours? I'd love to hear in the comments section below. I'm glad you like painting because our next story is all about one cup of paint and a cheeky paintbrush. This is the mischievous paintbrush. Let's begin. The story starts in the playroom of a house. One paintbrush pot stand on the windowsill, and in that paintbrush pot stood one special paintbrush that would change everything. Especially for a young boy named Tom. Dad, is it time for school yet? Tom asked, jumping out of bed. Tom, it's 4 a.m. Go back to bed. But Tom couldn't sleep. He had work to do. Painting pictures was his favourite hobby, and he had plenty to catch up on. One painting was that of Dobby. Tom ran downstairs with one slipper on and ran into the playroom, but something was wrong. The paintbrush was gone. Tom scratched his head and lifted every box. He took off his one slipper and checked inside his sock. Pew! I need to wash that, Tom said with a smile. It must be here somewhere. I'll go ask the cat. The cat, of course, stared at Tom, wondering what was going on. Well, have you seen it? Tom asked one more time. But soon enough, the cat got up, jumped off the sofa, and she was gone. Tom then went out into the garden and used a spade to dig, thinking it got buried by the squirrel Sid. No paintbrush to be seen. Tom, covered in mud, went back towards the house with no luck. Leaving muddy footprints all around the kitchen, Tom sat on the sofa and started crying. Tom! Tom! You're squashing me, came a voice. Tom jumped up screaming and started to run, but something caught his eye, the colour of the sun. Huh? Why is the sun blue and the clouds yellow? Ah, that was me, said the voice. It's pretty awesome. Huh? Who is that? Tom asked, looking around. It's me, came a voice from the windowsill. Tom ran into the playroom and over to the pot, and there, sitting on top, was the paintbrush he had lost. Hi, Tom, the paintbrush smiled. You have a face, arms and legs. This can't be happening. You're pretend. Come with me, we have lots to paint. Paper is boring. Let's go paint the town, he said. Very confused, Tom followed on, watching the paintbrush run along. They arrived in town in no time at all. Here, Tom, here's a paint pot. Now dunk me in. Let's paint the trees pink and the buildings green. Tom and the paintbrush spent many hours painting and painting until sunset hours. When Tom got home, questions were asked. Where have you been? Look at your window, Tom replied with a grin. What? Tom, what have you done? You see, Dad, Painting on paper is boring. Ask my friend the paintbrush. He is clever, smart, and is very good at art. But that's just a paintbrush, not a person. Okay, Tom walked off, covered in paint, smirking. That night, when Tom went to bed, Dad was cleaning. Curious, he walked over to the paintbrush, picked it up and looked closely. Okay, paintbrush, talk. After a few seconds, nothing happened, so Dad walked out the door, only to find the paintbrush laying on the floor. He picked it up to put it back, but something stopped him in his tracks. A slight smile, a winky eye, tiny pink and green footprints nearby. The next day, the news channel was on, exposing Tom and what had gone on. The end. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Messy Little Stories. Have a nice day. Bye.